Nasir Zikr Samit is number one, you have to do with a candle, a type of candle that you could put into the corners and the areas that are not well illuminated, other sources of light. You can use a flashlight also. The main thing is it should be properly illuminated. If you do a zikr before Leil Yudalid, during the daytime, you have to do it again at night. Zikr has to be done at night. But if you did a proper zikr in the daytime, and you do it again at night, you do it without a bracha, because there are opinions that say you were yet. You do the night before, or three nights before, then you start your dinner yogi, provided that you make sure that promise was not brought into the ears to check for it. Even so, Shaatir says that you should leave part of your zikr for Leil Yudalid, because if you're doing the zikr before Leil Yudalid, you're not going to be able to make a bracha. The feelings, these are these part of the zikr, the night of zikr, so you should be able to make a zikr. The zikr during the daytime, if it's in a place which is totally exposed to the sunlight, open yard, or sunroof, whatever it is, then it's equivalent to there, you don't need a candle. The places that leave the zikr are all the places that sometimes chametz is brought in there, even though it's not the usage for chametz. Places that you may go in the middle of a meal while you're holding food, or if you're there is to take snacks and walk around the house, any part of the house, at each of those areas, is tied to the chametz. Kamuchan, if you have children, so your field is much broader, because most houses, the children do, from time to time, go to chametz, or they have different treats for chametz they put away. They can check all the shelves and the other places where they may come in.